Yeah! I love that stuff. That's what I call good old-fashioned folk rock. And if you hang around Western Avenue on the south side, you probably heard of them. They are the Railway Gamblers with us now, Sam Panionovich and Hannah Stanley on 720 WJ. Have you been down? When was the last time you were on Western Avenue? Ever?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've known you for forever. We've talked about this a gazillion times. I'm like, my wedding was at the Cell. I don't know.
But that's
it's
not
a long
where
time.
These guys are
no,
from.
That's
not where
way,
they all played from.
No,
and they're
going to
all
over,
grab a microphone and
it's
sit
over,
down and we're going to
chat.
It's
over by there, but it's not that far. Yeah, no, I don't know. I have, but I don't know.
So these long guys, time. It's funny, one of the guys used to work here.
Yeah, I've heard rumors.
WGN. It's Brennan Folliard, it's Matt Fricks, Joe Sexton, and Sean Wilmson. And their story is, guys, and if you guys want to have a seat here, we'll all get together and chit-chat.
Are they going to play a song for us?
Okay, all right. Actually, you know what? Yeah, we'll talk after. Let's do this. Let's play World on Fire, which is from Shadow of the Moon. Hasn't even been released yet.
I know. It's like an exclusive.
January 9th.
WGN bringing you exclusives day and night.
The Railway Gamblers on 720 WGN. This is World on Fire.
Start your rolling when the times get tough. Count your days for give them all up. There ain't no running when the five winds blow. Feet through the floor and your two skulls to show. Look around the table and see the eyes. Look so disgust and the truth disguised.
All right, that's the Railway Gamblers.
Nice.
World on Fire. Hasn't even dropped yet. Shadow of the Moon, January 9th, coming out. All right, now everybody come sit. Everybody get around the table. Grandpa's got a story to talk about.
All right, I periscoped as always.
Oh,
Grandpa's okay. got a. I want to know what Grandpa's got a story to talk about. I don't know what that means, but so yeah, that video is available on Periscope live-ish because now it's not live.
The best part about the band having to drop all their equipment is them trying not to trip over all the equipment.
I was doing the same thing when I was trying to.
Yeah, as they all scatter around the table here in the Allstate Showcase Studio, overlooking Michigan Avenue, the Railway Gamblers, Brennan Folliard, Matt Fricks, Joe Sexton, and Sean Wilmson now sitting down. At the big table. Welcome,
with live
guys.
Microphones.
Thank you so much.
You. All right. Now, the most, let me start here because every band has to be categorized, right? What genre are you guys? What is it called? Essentially, if I were to walk up to the four of you in an alley after a couple Coors Lights.
After walking out of Hearts Bar on the south side. What did you guys just play? What kind of music?
I call
God,
it folk
I don't even
rock.
Know.
Is folk
yeah,
rock accurate?
You
alley.
Could call it a lot of things, I think. Country, folk. Americana.
Oh. Yeah.
There's a little
alt
bit of
country.
Everything, Hannah. And then the harmonica's in there, too.
Well, who would be the influence?
That's what a lot of people ask us all the time, too. I mean, I think some of the influences are kind of clear. I mean, we're definitely influenced by, you know, Bob Dylan, Wilco. There's a Mumford & Sons vibe.
There might be a Wilco hat present in the studio.
there's a Wilco hat present in the studio.
Which is another Chicago band.
Yeah, and we love Wilco. I would say they're definitely my biggest influence. You know, kind of as a drummer. Wilco and Kurt Vile, he's this new artist out that we all love. And I would say we take a lot from him. But, you know, our influences all come from, you know, different genres of music. Brendan loves the singer-songwriter stuff. Matt loves the psychedelic Pink Floyd stuff. I'm a huge Fish fan. Joe's been a blues guitarist his whole life. So it all kind of comes together in its own way.
But what I noticed about what you were saying is a lot of the bands that you were mentioning don't have a they don't fit. Like
right.
there's
exactly.
they're all kind of nonconformist.
Very diverse.
Right.
Yeah, it's everyone coming together.
Yeah. No.
It's like
influences.
A fusion restaurant. It's just kind of all sorts of everything.
It's like a buffet.
Yeah. A buffet.
Get a little animal, some Pink Floyd over here, get a little fish, get a little Dylan.
Yeah.
So is this the original or is there a Pete Best that didn't make the cut and
no,
got
this
flipped
is the original.
Okay, so
this is
the
original
four.
For now.
Oh right.
If there's any good key players out there, we might be looking.
Yeah.
So odds are good. And if you're from the Southside listening now on 720 WGN, you know the 6 degrees of Southside separation. You either went to the same grammar school.
Which parish?
Or
that's what you got
to
say.
Or you went to the same high school. Or your sister dated your brother. Or, I mean, like, that's how it is, though. Everybody knows.
What?
I mean, like, everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows
exactly.
everybody. And I didn't even grow up there, and I still knew the right questions to ask to figure out who they knew that I knew. Because I learned.
I didn't mean sister dating the brother.
No, that's
family.
What you
I
said.
Meant his sister dating his brother.
Yeah, see, but that's how
well, okay, well, I'm pointing here.
That's
if you're watching,
the South Side isn't,
not like far south. I'm like the Bama, and I'm like in the swamps and stuff.
But
we see humans.
Go to WGNradio.com, and there's a watch live button.
Yes.
And so then you can see who Sam is pointing at, and you get what he means.
Not implying incest.
But you can also see the band after we take a break, which we're not going to do right this second, but we're going to have them play another song. And then people can watch live.
So who met who first? How does this work?
So, I mean, it goes all the way back to, Sean and Brennan have been longtime friends. I met Sean in high school, Brother Rice. And Sean and I have been playing music together for years now. I mean, we played in a band in high school, one that we probably, want to forget about and focus on this one.
We played a really bad band.
And
it was like
so,
a reggae. It was like we were trying to be like Sublime and slightly stupid. And it was brutal.
So we found Joe, they worked with Joe at
we just found him. He was on the phone. We needed a bass player.
I used to cook for these guys on Sundays. We'd have big old fat omelets and talk about music.
We used to work at the same senior living community together in the kitchen. Me, Joe, and Brennan.
Yeah.
So we used to make huge omelets.
Yeah. That's just
we're
so...
talking like 50 egg omelets.
Can
I say that?
It's just so
am I
funny.
Gonna get sued?
No, I really don't know that I've ever had anybody ever say I used to work at a senior center. It just seems
all
like
three
that's
of us.
Kind
we're,
of a
that's why we're so nice, you know.
Yeah,
I never did.
Polite
gen. I never did.
Yeah,
they are. They said please and thank you and ma'am.
We have an older crowd.
Yeah, well, that's all right. That happens.
Bunch of honks.
But so that's how when you were. Like behind the scenes, you were talking about music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we would always listen to music in the back, and we put our iPod going.
These two were always singing about the dumbest stuff, the limo cart.
Yeah, we would just like make me and Brennan started playing
like
music
improv,
together after we stopped
funny, weird.
Playing with, you know, me. If I after I stopped playing with me and Matt, so me and Brennan would just like kind of like make songs up and like go play them at the local bar, and we, you know, Brennan was writing most of the stuff, and we kind of thought like we had something, so we're like, maybe we should like get a guitar player. I'm like, I know Matt, like I played guitar with him for like, or played drums with, well, he played guitar in the band for like 5 years. So then we were like, well, we need a bass player, because it was just us three playing together. We're like, dude, we should turn Joe into a bass player because he plays blues guitar. Well, like, he's good enough. He's like, he's a great musician. Like, let's just turn him into a bass player.
Like, how hard can it be?
It's
a bass.
It was almost an accidental thing because we booked a show and we didn't have a band yet. So it was me and Sean basically creating this band for that show.
Like, learn a bass line. Learn the bass line.
Yeah. So it was us creating that band for that show mainly just for fun, you know, playing covers and everything. And then I showed them original songs and we took off from there, I guess.
So you guys are still early in the game together,
the four of you.
How much do you plan on incorporating where you're from into what you create?
I mean, definitely a lot. I mean, even speaking, if we're talking about the album covers, I mean, we're doing everything. Every album photograph that we have on the cover, on the back of the cover, on the inside, on the CD, it's all local from where we're from. And so, you know, it definitely speaks, you know, volumes that, you know, we want to show where, you know, we began 2 years ago, a little less than 2 years ago, actually, too, and put that out there for people to get a visual of it. I mean, coming up with the name, too, I'll let Brendan speak on that. Railway Gamblers is about, you know, kind of where he lived, you know.
Yeah, I live right next door to the tracks, so you hear the trains all the time. So trains have been basically there my whole life.
All of us.
But you know, yeah. I took the name Railway Gambler because it's just railway kind of staying on track but still taking a gamble at the same time. And I think, you know, growing up in the neighborhood we did or do, it's like everyone is so close to each other. So like, you know, we been playing shows around there and we got a following now, so I think it's always going to be important to us.
People upstairs were like, wait, the Railway Gamblers are coming. They all took off running.
Yeah.
Because it's an intimidating, like, you know, like two
like,
guns,
dude,
and
these
spurs
Southside guys,
and
crazy
sarsaparilla. You know, like that's what it sounds like. So
all right,
we're
gonna take a very quick break, get you guys back behind the instruments so we can have you sing another song for us. Hannah Stanley, Sam Paniadovich filling in on WGN for Patty Vasquez. More after this.
720 WGN, Hannah Stanley and Sam Paniadovich filling in on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. We've got the Railway Gamblers in studio, and why beat around the bush? This is Diamond Road on WGN Radio.
Now the story has been told in the rivers down below. And how can we get older when time goes by so slow? Yeah, time goes by so slow. Yeah, I'm not getting younger in the sky ain't made of gold. Yeah, I'm not getting stronger. She walks on a diamond road. She walks on a diamond road. She walks. I'm calling out your name. I'm calling out your name. In the rivers down below, and I'm rowing this old boat just to find my own way home. Yeah, where I'm not alone, still she walks on the diamond road.
Welcome back to Austin City Limits. This is Hannah. Oh, I'm sorry. It's WGN. WGN Radio. Hannah Stanley, Sam Paniadovich filling in for Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
That was Diamond Road from the Railway Gamblers hanging out in studio.
That was so Austin City Limits perfect, though.
Hannah looked at me about halfway through Diamond Road and was like, this is pretty good.
This is solid. I just liked your Facebook page, and I don't do that for all the guests. You can find one more. Yay. You can find them on Facebook. Very simply, Railway Gamblers. But, Sam, you got a whole laundry list of places
right.
to go.
So the album, which comes out January 9th, they're going to do a release show on the South Side of Queen of Martyrs, January 9th at 9 o'clock.
No.
Oh, Martyrs.
Martyrs.
Oh, Martyrs, Martyrs. Well, all right, see, this is the South Side stuff.
There's
you write Martyrs.
South...
No, all right, who's
There's
with me
There's going to be a South Side fight.
You write Martyrs, you think Queen of Martyrs.
Yeah,
get it.
I didn't write Queen of Martyrs.
Well, okay, all right, so at Martyrs, thanks a lot, Sean Wilmson, drummer, January 9th, 9 p.m., Shadow of the Moon is going to be released with, and I can't read your head already, The Way Down Wonders?
Wanderers.
Gotcha.
Also could be that's a total Austin City Limits band name.
And then railwaygamblers.com. So we'll check it out. It's always good to see guys from the neighborhood doing what they love. And that's all I'm going to leave it. What, why are you laughing? What is so funny?
Because it's you just went slightly small town. Like, it's always good to see someone achieve and make it out. And I'm like, it's the South Side. Like, people.
And you wanted to talk about passports and driver's licenses. So, all right, let's just so we're being real here.